أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والطور وكتاب مسطور في رق منشور، والبيت المعمور والسقف المرفوع والبحر المسجور. صدق الله العظيم. Before the month of Ramadan, we had completed Surah Az-Zariyat, and now we continue with Surah At-Tur. Surah At-Tur was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the Hijrah in Makkah Mukarramah. In the Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes several qasams. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes several oaths, like we had seen the qasam and the oaths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken in the previous Surah. And Allah ta'ala says, Wat-Tur, qasam of Mount Tur. Mount Tur, Mount Sinai, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. Some have explained that the word At-Tur is a Hebrew word which means mountains, but that mountains which has trees upon them. Mountains that do not have trees is called Jabal in Arabic, and hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had differentiated between a mountain that has trees and a mountain that does not have trees. But more important is the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes qasam of Mount Tur. And why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take qasam of Mount Tur? Is because it was this mountain that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen to make kalam, to speak to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that on the one hand, the importance of the mountain, but more important than the mountain in itself is the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen it to speak to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, a very high and noble rank that the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, had acquired at the time of the speech with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some narrations also show that Mount Tur is from amongst the mountains of Jannah. Wa kitabim mastur, the second qasam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes, Allah says, wa kitabim masturin fi raqim manshur. Qasam of the kitab that has been inscribed. The kitab, the book that has been inscribed, fi raqim manshur, in a parchment that has been opened out, in a scroll that has been opened out. Usually the word raq is used when something has been written on it, like skin, etc. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam on this kitab on which something is inscribed, and it is inscribed on the scroll that is opened, unrolled. In other words, not rolled up. And here the commentators have expressed that this qasam could be several qasams in one. Number one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the Lawh-e Mahfuz, the protected and sealed tablet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written all important issues and matters. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could also be referring to the Quran in the Lawh-e Mahfuz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could also be referring to the important Nama-i Amal, the book of deeds of insan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam upon that. Wal baytil ma'mur, the third qasam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes is the qasam of baytul ma'mur. The baytul ma'mur will be the house that has been inhabited, al ma'mur. And this refers to the particular baytul ma'mur, the particular house that is in the seventh heaven. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed during the time when he had gone on the Mi'raj that when he had come to the seventh heaven, then he saw Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam sitting reclined on the Baytul Ma'mur. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained one aspect of the Baytul Ma'mur also, and he said that 70,000 angels enter the Baytul Ma'mur, and then they don't get a chance ever again to enter the Baytul Ma'mur. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us the number of malaika on the number of malaika that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has in the heavens and on the earth. Then in one narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the position of the Baytul Ma'mur, that it is directly above the Baytullah, directly above the Kaaba. In one narration he says, if, hypothetically, if it had to fall, it would fall directly onto the Baytullah. That is how directly above the Baytullah it is. And then we also find in some narrations that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends down hidayat, when Allah ta'ala sends down divine guidance, then that divine guidance comes from the Arsh of Allah onto the Baytul Ma'mur, and from the Baytul Ma'mur it is, so to say, like a funnel. Then it comes down onto the Baytullah, onto the Kaaba, and from there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala divides that, or spreads out that hidayat wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes the qasam of the Baytul Ma'mur, the house which has been inhabited. وَالسَّقْفِ الْمَرْفُوعِ As-saqf in Arabic means a roof, and al-marfu' means which is elevated. And here some have stated that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is referring to the sky, the sama'ud dunya, the sky that we see, because this divides everything that is heavenly from everything that is earthly. From here we cannot see what is above and what is beyond that sky. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala probably would have taken the qasam of the sky to show this great qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And also we find in the hadith our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking about the malaika that make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are so close to each other, and so many making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is barely a hand span gap, that is this distance between the little finger and the thumb between them as they make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some have said this could also refer to Jannat in itself, and some have said it could refer to the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal Bahri al Masjur. And then the last qasam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes is of the oceans that has been kindled with fire. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ, that close to the day of Qiyamah, that when everything comes to an end, then the oceans will begin to come up in fire. And this probably is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to here, that although the oceans may seem to be sometimes in such harmony, but the reality is this, that on the day of Qiyamah, or when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys this earth, then all that will come up into flames. And some have stated that under the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a kind of an ocean, or a kind of a cloud, a kind of an accumulation of water, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angel to blow the trumpet for the second time, and people will come out from their qabars, how that will happen is from this accumulation of water, the water will drip down onto the earth. And when that happens, people will begin to come out from the qabr. So then, that is why some of the mufassirin have stated, وَإِذَا الْبَحْرُ الْمَسْجُورِ, that the ocean that is filled with water, swelling with water, in other words, it refers to very many other different aspects that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created. But the important thing is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here has taken the qasams of these various aspects, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes his statement, Inna azaba rabbika lawaqi'. Certainly the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to happen. Inshallah we'll continue. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.